And in any event, I'll...
Well, if I could follow, I guess I'd agree with the chairman in terms of my attitude toward, you know, getting a written charges. But as far as your testimony, it was that, you know, we're giving the policeman, ordinary citizens should have it too, or ordinary citizens don't have it.
Ordinary citizens do not get written charges. If they are taken into arrest, what the statute requires is that within 24 hours they're brought before a magistrate and then informed of the charges. In those first 24 hours, they can be, if they agree to answer questions, they can be questioned and they don't have to be given a written notice of the charges. A peace officer would be. I mean, he would be, before he'd answer, have to be required to answer any, or before he could agree to answer any questions, they'd have to come up with a written list of the charges. I mean, when something is under investigation, oftentimes you don't know what the charges are. You're investigating. I mean, that's the purpose of an investigation, to find out what happened. And that's why I suggest that peace officers would be given greater rights. There have been some recent cases where peace officers have been investigated. In criminal matters, and it would have hampered those investigations. One was a sexual assault in Anchorage. Another one out in the Nome area was an importation of liquor. It would have hampered those investigations if the peace officer, I mean, if we're tipping our hand, if we're telling him what we know about it. I mean, this is a, let's face it, I mean, we're dealing with somebody who is charged with a crime. And we don't tell ordinary criminals exactly what we know, what evidence we have, and we're doing an investigation. The police ought to do an investigation against a fellow police officer just like they do an investigation against anybody else, and anything else smacks the public of a whitewash. I mean, you're telling this guy everything, you're giving him a chance to make up a story. That's not a good way to do a police investigation. The other problem, I suppose, is that this bill puts these limitations on a department interviewing its own employees. If another department, if the state troopers, for example, interrogated somebody from the Anchorage Police Department, these rights wouldn't apply. I mean, that doesn't seem to make sense either. But it's just not good police practice to limit them in their investigations.
One further question. Aside from criminal matters, on the sections you dealt with as far as disciplinary matters, are policemen under this situation being given greater rights in terms of the internal workings of the business compared to a ordinary worker?
That's a difficult question. I think that you know, when you're talking about private industry, I would probably say yes. I mean, people in private industry are probably subject to being fired a lot easier than government employees. When you're talking about government agencies, it depends upon which union contract you're working under. Under APEA, there are certain rights. The general government has certain rights. Attorneys don't have any rights. I can be hired and fired at will, but it depends upon which government agency you're talking about. If you're talking about just the personnel rules, I think there are certainly a lot of procedures through the union grievance mechanism that would give state employees some rights. I haven't compared the union grievance procedures with any of these rights. That seems to me to be a more of a policy question than a legal question. How much are you going to dictate to police chiefs and managers what they can and can't do in their own internal affairs? And that's something that I wish somebody from the Police Chiefs Association was here to talk about how they feel about that.
What the committee intended to do is introduce the bill to the committee and hopefully prompt some thought. I'm glad you came down. When we do retake it up, we do intend to have somebody from the various police unions here, somebody from the Peace Officers Association, and we'd like to have somebody off the beat in here if we could. And again, we'd like to have somebody from the Department of Law come down at that time. And maybe a spirited conversation can be held and we can get someplace.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And if there's no further representatives below.
Well, just one question. It's not to Mr. Ganelli. In our files here, we've got a public employee political rights in California code. And my question was whether this is a bill that was under consideration in the legislature or part of the law.
We have somebody from the state of California that could make a statement about that. Carl Nelson was qualified to do that. If you'd like him to make it on the record, we'll do it, or you can chat with him and we'll put him in the chair when we rediscuss the bill, whichever you prefer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just a simple question was whether this is a proposal or whether it was in fact now part of the California code. That was the question.
It is. It's part of the California government code and goes past the...
Thank you.
Okay, we'd like to chat with him when we do it again. We'll put him in the chair and let him go. So if there's nothing further, Representative Fox.
That's all. I just did a head number of questions. I'll wait till the next hearing, but I just want to make sure that, you're going to at least try to have the, not only the Police Chiefs Association, but the statewide organization and the Anchorage Association, which has a, I assume this is their bill or similar to their bill. There's a bunch of different groups involved, and I hope we try to get them all.
Yeah, we choked some of the stuff out of here, out of their bill, to make this one. We looked at Evan Lewis's long thing about lie detectors and looked at some of that stuff that somebody said was bad. We took that stuff away. I haven't read the Senate version, so I don't know if they took it out or not. That'll take us a little bit of time to do that. We probably won't be back into this until after we treat this prison situation just before the committee. So, unless we're fairly done before the committee, we stand at 1:30 tomorrow.